Welcome back to another week of Inside the Show. I'm your host, Scuffy, alongside Cougs, and we are 2 weeks. 2 weeks into MLB Show 21. It feels like it's flown by so far. But Cougs, we pretty much had to jump off this podcast. Not that we want to, but we had to put the talk about the elephant in the room so far. And that is the servers so far. It's been the main topic pretty much the past 3 weeks. We knew this could be a possibility. First off, like, we knew this would happen. We found out that this game was coming on to Game Pass like maybe 2 weeks before. And remember, that is free. Free for a lot of Xbox users. And we knew the servers could be overloaded. Now, is it for us to say that Sony wasn't prepared for this? I don't think so, personally. From being from the IT stand of things, and that's part of my career, you could be as much prepared as you can be, and there might be something that just goes wrong on not even just not having enough servers, but just the code in general. There's so much tangibles that comes with that. But however, it is the topic that we have to discuss today, Cougs, because it's been happening. We see it either on the prime times, either at night when a lot more users log in, or during the day. But they have been doing maintenance, which is a good thing. But Cougs, I bought this game, and just like anyone else buys this game, if you buy a game, you expect everything to run smoothly. So I think people are allowed to be upset about it. I really do. I think you're allowed to be, but I see the other side of the thing too, because I've been on the other side of the window. So it's kind of hard to put it all together for me because I see both sides of things.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's one of those things that's kind of tough because, you know, they've worked really hard this year to bring this game to multiple consoles, and they've had to go through, like, countless of the devs have said this was the hardest year or the hardest cycle they've ever been through in making this game and everything. So, you know, I give them a lot of credit for that. But at the same time, as a consumer, I think you're definitely allowed to be frustrated when servers aren't working the way they're supposed to. When, you know, you pay for a product, you want the product to work. And, you know, for the first 2 weeks, there's been a lot of issues with those servers, you know, losing progress or random other things happening that it can get really frustrating. So, you know, I'm with you. I see both sides. It's definitely frustrating whenever I'm trying to get on and stream and the servers are down, or whenever I'm just trying to play the game in general and the servers are down. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just one of those unfortunate things. I just hope that, you know, it gets all figured out, because other than the servers, I think this game is actually really good right now. So I'm just kind of hoping for the best here.
Yeah, that's how I was going to segue. If it wasn't for the servers, I feel like the majority of the community, there is still a minority that still are saying the gameplay wise, there's things here and there, but the majority of the community is positive about this game in general. I think we're all hooked, whether it is through doing moments, through grinding programs, it don't matter what it is. I feel like everyone's having a blast playing it. It's just the server issues kind of overshadow it a little bit. And I think once that gets figured out, we'll get back to swinging things and everyone will be enjoying the game. So, but Cougs, there's been a lot of stuff to do. A lot of stuff. I mean, just this last week. That's why we're recording on Wednesday. Well, tomorrow. We'll start from last week and then we'll make it to tomorrow. But there has been a lot of content. I mean, from day one, we talked about the other week when we had Shelfie and Tyler on. Just what do we do at first? We were kind of overwhelmed, but there's so much to do. And they're just keep on piling up on that. Last week, we got, I believe, a new headliners, but those were packs. But still, we're getting player programs. We got the Eric Davis player program. That card is usable. It's mm-hmm. serviceable, in my opinion. Maybe doesn't have the Eric Davis speed because it's a little more past his prime, but still could hit. I think it's 80 power bolt plays.
Like mid-80s or 80 or something around there, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a free card right there. We got the Tops Now moments that we got from Ryan McMahon. I mean, that was from first week, and that card is just a glitch in itself with the 90 power both ways. But we got some new Tops Now moments last week with Adam Duvall being Diamond. And who else I'm missing? And Carlos yep. Rendon with the no-hitter. And both, that Duvall, man, I was surprised that it had 160 power to start out the year. I don't know about you.
Yeah, no. I mean, there's a couple cards in the game with a ton of power just to get the game going. But no, like, I'm loving the way that we're getting the tops now this year with, you know, even not only just the diamonds like McMahon and Rodon and Musgrove and all those guys, just like, you know, the fact that we're getting the golds and everything, too. I'm loving the way they're doing it. It's going to make BR so much more fun down the line. I'm like, everything about tops we'll now I'm that. A fan of so far. Yeah.
Yeah, and like I said, I think there's a lot of things you can do as a player where you don't have to spend a lick on packs. Yes, you get the headliners, which we'll talk about in a little bit, but there's a lot of stuff that you do for that no money spent grind. And that's pretty much what we're going to talk about today, is that no money spent grind and how DD makes it easier for you. I mean, they advertise grind.99. Yeah. If you're advertising Grind.99, you know that you don't have to spend a lick on this game to get a good cards in this game. And look at that, Duvall, Carlos Rondon. I haven't heard that Musgrove, I haven't played with him because McMahon was the pick out of the two, but I'm hearing that Musgrove was pretty sneaky. I'm not sure if you tried him out yet.
I've not used him, but I mean, looking at his card, I mean, it's a solid pitch selection, especially for this point in the year. So, I mean, I think he's definitely usable, but once again, you got to pick McMahon from that pack. If you want to get the Musgrove,
you got to
spend the 10K or whatever he is, because that McMahon's way better. But no, he looks fine. He looks like a good, a solid pitcher for early game. Yeah.
Without doubt. And like I said, there's so much to do as a no money spent. How are you doing on Team Infinity so far? Remember, you could just get Team Infinity cards and pretty much get 30 live series cards basically for free by just grinding. Whether that's through Showdown, Exchanges, MTO, etc.
I actually just completed all 30 of the teams, or technically I completed all six of the divisions. So I did get all the 42 cards. That was basically my grind and my focus for the past week, was to just complete all of Team Affinity because I really want to get that 99 overall Jackie Robinson. But no, Team Affinity is, in my opinion, like the number one thing you should be approaching right now, because, you know, I don't think you need to worry about going 12-0 right now, or I don't think you need to worry about making World Series or anything like that at the moment. Like, obviously, if that's your thing, go for it. But if you're looking for the best value right now, Team Affinity is 100% the way to go, because not only are there 30 diamond cards that are pretty much all usable right now, there's also all the X rewards you get, like the packs and the stubs and the, you know, the collectibles that you can sell on the market. All those different things are really good at this point in the year for knocking out no money spent progress. And you don't even have to do it showdown-esque. You can do it, from conquest maps. You can just tally missions together. Like, there's so many ways to complete it, and there's so much value in each of those six division programs that I think if you're a no money spent player, Team Affinity is the number one thing you should be working on right now.
Yeah. And you know what's great about this game is where even if you do like playing BR or rank seasons, and doesn't matter where your team, you're still progressing that too. Cause I've been just gaining my percentage wise by just playing games in general and just realizing, oh, I just hit this particular level on this Team Affinity. I was able to get, I think, Sixel Sanchez for my second 42 from NL East by just playing the game.
Yeah.
Like everything else, I did showdowns beforehand and I just started playing the game, and all of a sudden, oh, wait, I have a 42 series pack. Let me get that Sixel real quick. And there's a lot of good cards out there. Santander is without a doubt my favorite.
Really?
I thought, but Muncy, last week, I said Muncy. It already has changed. Santander has been an absolute beast for me in ranked. I was just, the switch hitting and his swing is just very good. It's very good. We saw that last year. It's very good this year. So it's been a lot of fun to play with. But going further into the no money spent grind is they've been dropping more conquest maps. We got one yesterday for first inning to give you XP. Not only that, we had double XP last weekend. Yes, like we said before, the servers weren't that great, but they did extend it for you. I believe it ended Monday night. Because yesterday it didn't look like I was getting double XP, but I believe it ended Monday night. They didn't really say when it was going to end. I could be wrong on this, but the way it looks like, it probably lit. But either way, double XP to get you the first inning program. A lot of people already had the first inning program. I believe you said you were going Piazza, or did you go Lofton?
I went Mike Piazza. But I did end up picking up Fernando and Lofton as well. So I've gotten all three of them. Ooh. And I've been using all three.
How's Fernando?
So
I haven't heard anything about him.
So yet. Fernando, I've only used him once. I used him in a ranked game, and he pitched, I think, a shutout. And then in the fourth inning, I ended up winning the game by mercy rule. So I really didn't get like the best look at him. But his energy, it should be about where it needs to be to get him another start now. So I'm definitely going to give him another go. Kenny Lofton. It's MLB 19, Kenny Lofton. He's back. He's just glitchy. I hit a three run bomb with him.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah, he's back. He's back, Scuff. Three run home run with Kenny Lofton in his debut.
I gotta get him now. That card, that MLB 19 Kenny Lofton, the Indians card, 91 overall. I remember it was in my ranked season lineup until August. And we got that from the Indians collection, I believe, from 19. Yep. It was in my lineup since August. That's how good that card was. Oh, and if it's anything like that, because after this podcast, I'm literally telling you, I have about 33K stubs. I could sell my duplicates and I could get Kenny Lofton. Although, let's go into that segue of center fielders. The space pack, the past two space packs, we got the Jason Dominguez from last week, and then we got the Billy Hamilton this week. I bring those two cards up because they're very similar in cards. One was a base round, one was a rare round for the space round. I literally, personally, that Billy Hamilton's nice with the 70 power against, I believe, his lefties.
Yeah.
I think that Jason Dominguez card is better.
Really?
Personally. I like his swing better. He has a little bit more balance. I've been playing much better with that. It might be a personal preference, but I do want to bring that up. I the center fielders from the start have been solid. And I definitely recommend if you have about like 15, 16K stubs, I would definitely recommend trying that, Jason.
Yeah.
Because I think that Billy goes for like 50.
I still have not tried Jason Dominguez. I think I've only seen him used and ranked like one time. I did try out Billy Hamilton, though. I batted him leadoff. I think the game was on Hall of Fame difficulty, if I'm not mistaken. And I did get one hit with him, but I also had to test out the cheese. I had to test out the speed. So I did bunt for a hit. I did the whole thing. I bunted for a hit, stole second base, and then scored on a base hit to left field. The typical Billy Hamilton manufacture the run type of situation right there. So he's going to be just fine in that. But honestly, like, I wasn't really big on the Billy Hamilton card when I saw it was in the pack. But then I thought to myself, you know what? This is actually the best Billy Hamilton card we've ever seen, and probably the best Billy Hamilton card we're ever going to get, because normally he's not going to have hitting stats like that. So I was like, cool, let's give him a shot. And I used him, and he was cool. I mean, he's not going to be starting over Trout for me. And honestly, I'd probably start Kenny Lofton over him. But, you know, he's a cool card, fun card to use.
I like that particular card series. I see with milestones, I thought it was going to be like if you get into like the 500 home run club or something like that, but this was a five steal game just for one. It's like a Tops Now game for Billy Hamilton. And what just happened last night? Lagerreal hit three home runs last night, Junior. Can we see that instead of a player a month card where they gave him the three home run game instead? I was kind of hoping he'd get four so that they have to do it. But it brings a lot to the table. Sean Green, we got Sean Green back this year. What did he do? Hit a four home run game. That card is going to be his end game card.
Yeah, no, 100%. That'll be his end game card. I think if he would have gotten a fourth homer, then maybe we would be thinking more about the higher overall Vlad milestone card from this year. But I think they've shown in years past, unless they're changing up the formula this year, that if they're going to give a card from the current season, it's either going to be player of the month or finest, which I'm fine with. But, you know, it might be cool once in a while to change it up a little bit and get a milestone card from the current season or something like that. So I still think Vlad,
If you're going to give him a Tops Now. If you're going to give him a Tops Now, you could do that instead.
Yeah. The thing is, though, I think with Vlad, a Tops Now, it makes sense. But I think a player of the month still makes more sense, because Vlad's been crushing it this month. He's been really good. So I think in some way or another, whether it's a tops now from a three home run game, whether it's a player of the month, we're going to get a better Vlad early in the year, without a doubt.
Yeah, exactly. And we could get into player of the month, but I kind of want to hold off for a player of month predictions till next week when it's the week of. But let me tell you, there's going to be tough decisions to be made for the content team over there to see who gets the lightning card or who just gets into the program itself. Because a lot of players have been having a great month. It's just going to be a lot of fun to see how that plays out, but we'll get more into that for next week. Cause you never know. We still have two more days of the month. But go on with the grinding for no money spent. We got a new conquest map yesterday that goes to the first inning. Do your conquest maps, because I've been seeing a lot of people just saying that they're pulling packs and diamonds from these conquest maps. And a good tip for you, if you're not following anyone for those conquests, JPro Gaming on Twitter. I think it's JPro Gaming 27. Follow him on Twitter, because he gets a graphic out for you telling you where all the hidden rewards are instantly. He's a good follow there. And here on the YouTube side of the thing, I believe it's Chris, another Angels fan.
Yeah.
He does it as well, and he'll go through the YouTube video. I've been using his videos for that. So there's a lot of just make sure you do your conquest maps. I'll just tell you that, because I actually started doing conquest because of Parallels. And this is Parallels are making me grind here.
I know this is a new Scuffy.
It is. I played at least 15 to 20 CPU play versus CPU games over the weekend. I did remote play on my Mac, and that's all I need. Like, I was just chilling on the couch watching either a show or a movie with my wife and just grinding away. But let me get back to the conquest. Yeah, I pulled a Anthony Rendon from conquest pack the other day. I was like, okay, free.
Not too shabby. It's free. Yeah, you didn't do anything out of the ordinary to get it.
Oh yeah, you could definitely keep on, and you're progressing. I mean, you could get that pools if you do that USA map, but I heard that USA map takes a little bit of time, so be aware of that, because it is the biggest map that we'll get throughout the year. But then you have all the small maps that could get the Prospect Series cards, which are pretty solid gold cards, especially if you power them up, and go from there.
Yeah, no, I haven't even played a single conquest game yet. Like I said, I've been so heavily focused on all that Team Affinity stuff. And for me, it's like I really didn't care all that much about getting the 89 overall Albert Pujols. Like, I'm sure I'll still get him at some point. I'll put some hours in and finish it. But it might be kind of something like you're doing, where it's like, if you have some time, just kind of like, you know, throw it up on the remote play or I don't know, move the PlayStation to the living room and just chill for a little bit. Like, I don't really know if it's something I'm going to do on stream or not, but yeah, I'm with you. That's the way I want to do it. Like, it's just conquest is just such a grind, but like you said, the parallels actually make it really like cool this year, because I really want to get that Derek Fisher card to parallel 5. I really want to do it. Derek Fisher's been a meme in my channel for 2 years now. I want to get a common to parallel 5, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it through conquest. So eventually I'll get it done.
Yeah. I don't hear. Now, do you have any close to Super Factor yet?
No, I think the highest I have is Trout Parallel 3. I think he's kind of close to Parallel 4, but he's probably the first guy I'll get to Parallel 5,
Yeah, the grind from Parallel 4 to 5 is like double the size of going 3 to 4. I'm currently working on Lomo. I have him at 4. I'm 1-out, 1-out, 4. I want him to be 1-out, 1 super factor for Lomo. I've been doing nothing but BR cards, by the way. I've been my parallels are not diamonds. They are all lower tier cards. They're either silver, bronze, or gold that I want to get, because they'll help me throughout the year.
Well, yeah, in that, BR. That makes sense for you. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and here's one tip I will give you. I will have a little video on this later, but here's one tip you're listening right now on the podcast. If you're a BR player or you want to get more into BR, the best cards to parallel are the flashback cards. Why? Because they're always going to stay in that particular tier. You're always going to know what cards to look out for those flashbacks in silver, gold. And not only that, they will always be playing up for you. They'll never, inside edge is never going to be a thing. And if you have that to the full peril, you're golden. You're going to have gold on your team pretty much, even from silver, and you'll have extra diamonds. If you think the cards I look out for is Gary Sheffield for gold. Of course, Jake Lamb, Brett Beatty for silver, Zuzino, Lomo. There's other cards, Chapman. There's so many good, and Andrew Jones for the bronze card. That Andrew Jones, if you haven't played with him yet, Kooks, best bronze card.
Oh yeah, I mean, just looking at his attributes and his power, 100%, he looks ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I don't know what his defense is, but he's got like high 80s power for bronze.
Yeah, it's in left field. He plays fine. He's better than Jesse Winker, so that's all that matters.
That's not easy to do either, because that Jesse Winker is ridiculous as well. You're selling me on Andrew Jones.
So, I'm telling you, Andrew Jones is better than Stano this year. Or bronze card.
All right. That's a bold claim. Bold claim.
I think he's better.
Okay.
I don't know. Every time he's a much better. And I had to start him, too. You can't leave him on the bench. That power both ways is too good. And his swing is good. I'm not too sure if you're going to like him because he has a close stance. Because you don't like those close.
Well, hey, let me say this. We talked a lot about Giancarlo Stanton before and how I don't really like his card. Mm-hmm. I don't know what changed. His 42 series, I'm in love with it. He's so good for me this year. I don't know if they made his swing quicker. I don't know if maybe my timing is just better on this game than it was last year. I have no idea. But for some reason, I'm getting perfects almost all the time with Stanton. I love his card right now. So Maybe I'm turning a new leaf. I don't know.
That's good. I feel like there's a lot of people that have been saying that for other swings, like Mike Piazza. A lot of people are falling in love with Mike Piazza this year because his swing is quicker. Mm-hmm. I noticed that a little bit. I still don't think he's the best catcher yet. The Posada, man, that 90 Posada, I still think is the best catcher in the game so far. But that's me. And this is a Met fan speaking, by the way. I've been seeing that a lot, where a lot of people are saying, oh, I didn't like this card last year for his swing. They change it up this year, and we see that. I believe Piazza, Willie even has a quicker swing this year, I think, than he normally does. So happy to see that. But on from there, we haven't gone over the new legends yet. The new legends we got from the new player pro. No. One from the space pack, which we just talked about with the Mike Hampton, and then one that we just got yesterday in the Houston Street, which we had Houston Street and that would be the show before. But now he makes his return. And the Mike Hampton caught me off guard. I'm not going to lie. He absolutely caught me off guard. I thought we were going to get like a Sean Casey, Mike Lowe from MLB Network type of legend, but they dropped Mike Hampton and then dropped Houston Street. Didn't know. I haven't used any of them yet. Offhand, I like Mike Hampton because he's a former Met, but it's still like, if I had to rate him, if we want to rate these, I'll go first, like, since I'm already talking, I guess. I'll do like a 3 out of 5 for Hampton and probably 2.5 to 3 for Houston Street, because I know Houston Street has that long windup of his.
So I'm with you on Street, like 2 of 3. The thing about Houston Street that could make him good at this point in the year is that his pitch selection, it's not the greatest in the world. 4-seam, slider, circle change, and I think a 2-seam, if I'm not mistaken. So not like the most wild pitch selection out there, but he's got 124 Ks per nine on just his 87. And at this point in the year, like that's really good, especially when you're playing ranked on Hall of Fame and Legend. And since now in ranked, the higher level player gets the difficulty favored to them, so they get legend even if you're playing somebody who's not at 900. That's that 124 hits per nine does have a factor. So that's, you know, Houston Street, I would say like a 2, but because of that, I'd probably put him at a 3. Mike Hampton, he was a 3 when he came out, because I thought it was dope that they released a pitcher that had a silver slugger awards card, because that Mike Hampton can also hit. He's a hitter too. He's almost like a two-way player, not as good as Ohtani, but you know, he can hit the ball. You're not going to be, it's not a free out when he's up there. I got him the day he came out, first inning, the first 5 batters score. So he's 5-0 in the first, no outs recorded. After that, complete game shutout. I sent him all the way through the ninth inning.
Oh, wow.
Didn't allow a run, only allowed like maybe two hits the rest of the game. So you remove that craziness that happened in the first five hitters of the game, dude threw a CG shutout first game out there. So I still have him in my rotation. And if he continues to pitch the way he pitched, he's up to a four. But just off him coming out alone, a three.
Cool. I love it. Now you make me want to try that. There's two cards that I need to get here. Cougs, you're selling me on. I get the Mike Hampton. And who is the other
Houston
one?
Houston Street.
I forgot. Oh, Kenny Lofton.
Kenny Lofton. Yeah.
So I have to get them both after this. The Houston Street, and remember that with the 124, just get them power one, 125.
Yeah, there you go. Use them enough. Use them in conquest, like we were saying.
Simple as that. That's just how power has been changing this game. We sound like a broken record right now, but it's been a fantastic addition, if not the best addition to the game. But yeah, we got those two new legends, and then we got more headliners. We got one yesterday with Hershiser, who I think we all love. Any Hershiser, even that gold one from last year, was always a solid card. But now we get the 91 second half Hershiser, and I think we both agree, best pitcher in the game right now, starting pitcher.
Yeah.
You could get on the market. And Tim Salmon, nice card, 90 power both ways. So I know you loved him last year. So have you tried him this year?
Yeah, I actually pulled him from the headliners. I gave him the old debut, put him there in the outfield with Mike Trout, of course. He was good. I think I hit a home run with him in that game. I don't remember for sure, but I know I hit at least one at some point because I think I used him for a couple games. But yeah, Tim Salmon, you kind of know what you're going to get. You're going to get high power. You're going to get not the best fielder in the game, not the speediest guy out there. He's just going to give you some really good pop. So yeah, Tim Salmon, cool headliner. I think he works perfectly for this time of the year.
Yeah, and I like how they include the jerseys, like random jersey that you get. I think the Rockies jersey. I'm not too sure what was the one from yesterday, though.
Was
there one for yesterday? Yeah. I know the Marlins was part of one.
The jersey was an old, I think it was an old Senators jersey, I want to say. It was something super old school.
Okay. All right, pretty dope. Is there any particular jerseys you're just waiting for to get released?
I don't really like them, but I would love to see them add the turn back the clock Mariner uniforms, like those weird ones they wore. Those jerseys look.
Those jerseys
are horrific. I hate them, but I want to see if they'll add them in the game.
They will have to be sleeveless.
Yeah,
because those are sleeveless jerseys.
Yeah.
I'd be pretty dope for a sleeveless jersey to get in. I know the Mets have Mercury Mets. I wasn't big on the Mercury Mets, but a lot of Mets fans love it. Especially if Hershiser being out, that would be dope. I would love to see any Expos jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
Any Expos jerseys. That's what I'll probably say. I think a lot of people want to see that. Eventually, it'll come out.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's pretty cool addition to see them part of the headliner, so we'll keep getting released. New event. To yesterday too. Well, it's very similar. We didn't go over the event last week. It's pretty much flipped this week, where you have your AL hitters and NL pitchers, 3-inning event. For 20 wins, you get the John Smoltz, first John Smoltz of the game. Well, and then at 40, you get Miggy, the 92 Miggy. We always see that Miggy so early in the year.
Yeah.
That particular Miggy, we always see early. But first John Smoltz, how many John Smoltz we get in this year? 5, 6, 7? Maybe 8?
Yeah. We'll give him a hitter card from when he had a one-hit game. You know, it'll be some sort of like Tops Now milestone type of card they'll give him. We'll probably get like at least two or three more John Smoltz. They just have to if they want to keep it going.
Yeah. We'll see where it goes this year. But that event's good if you're trying to just get started. If you never played this game, like never played this game competitively or just online, I always recommend just going to events first. It's free. You don't have to worry about if you get wins, you get wins because it's a community wins. You don't have to get a streak. Yes, if you go 12-1 or 12-0, you get 85 to 89 diamond. However, sometimes at this time, even if you get a lower diamond, like 85, it's going to be around 10K. It's still something to achieve for, so you always could do that. But definitely play events. definitely play events to try out players. If you want apparel, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to get Lomo to Super Factor.
Yep.
And that's all I'm doing is playing events because you get that 1.5 multiplied instead of the one times if you play in CPU or Conquest, all of that. So definitely play events. We get a new Friday. It's our first roster update.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. So something just kicked in. We almost forgot to bring this up. A first roster update. I think we might see some gold to gold diamond. Even though they might not be aggressive as they were last year, we're a month into the season. I think they're allowed to go aggressive for this particular update.
Yeah. There will probably be some golds going diamond. I'm sensing a lot more silvers going gold. I'm sensing, Corbin Burns going gold, of course, Shohei Ohtani going gold.
You don't think he has a chance to go diamond?
No, I don't think anybody's going silver to diamond this early in the year.
Pitching and hitting?
If it was like towards the later end of the year and they were still going crazy, for some reason, if they were still silver, I could see it then. This early in the year, I'm not seeing a silver to diamond. I can't see it. But
that's fine. I was just asking, he's just been unreal, man. It's every day. It's like it's not even when he's just pitching or hitting. It's just every day type of thing.
Every day.
7 home runs already. We need to see him in Coors Field for the home run derby.
I would love that. It's so injury prone, though. It makes me worried as an Angels fan.
I know, but oh man. Anyway, we could get that further. But yeah, roster update. Trey Turner is definitely someone I could see going diamond. Buxton. I guess the diamonds that were diamonds last year to end of year that already off a good start this year could easily go diamond again.
Yeah,
because they already had that in their repertoire from last year, and then they could bring it to this year. And then some bronzes to silver. Steven Matzman has been the ace for the Blue Jays, and he's a bronze right now. So that's a little tidbit. Invest in Steven Matz.
Yeah. Could be a little good one right there for sure.
Yeah, but Corbin Burns is definitely – Corbin Burns could get the player of the month. He could get the lightning card next week.
Honestly, at this point, I think he will. Like that's my bold prediction. I know we're going to talk about
one bad start, but that's
I think we're going to talk about player of the month next week, obviously. But just a little tidbit right now, he's my front runner without a doubt.
Yeah, man, we'll definitely bring that up more next week and go through that. But yeah, I'm excited to see the first roster update, and I think it's going to be bigger than we think. I don't know why, it's just because we're a month into the season. It's going to be bigger than I think. There's going to be some surprises. Is there anything else that we missed here, Cougs? I don't think so. We could discuss the other remaining Space 2 choice packs that we got from the base round. We got some new prospect series, JJ Bladé, and then Luciano from the Giants, which looks like a really nice budget type of card for a diamond, low diamond card, by the way. And then we got Troy Percival. People are telling me Percival this year, man, he's looking good. I don't know if you tried him out.
I have not.
I can't. Last year, I couldn't use that card.
No, he's never really had the right pitch selection for MLB The Show. But maybe with pinpoint pitching, if you can spot your pitches and then mix in that curveball, like maybe it could be good. But right now, I don't know. Percival's not really on my short list of guys that I have lined up to try out for the bullpen. But, who knows? Maybe if I get a really bad diamond round in BR, maybe he's the guy I'd take. But, at that point, I probably redraft. So I don't even know, man. I don't even know.
Who's in your bullpen right now for ranked?
Oof. My lefties are Billy Wagner, Aroldis Chapman, and I forgot who the third one is. Who do I have in my bullpen for left? I don't remember who my third one is, but I've got Gossage, Eckersley, Devin Williams still. I use the Eric Gagne sometimes. Don't really love him. Who's actually pretty solid this year is the 88 Mariano Rivera. When you can locate that cutter and the slider and stuff, very good with pinpoint pitching. And the lefty I was forgetting was John Franco, the 91 overall John Franco.
Okay, it was Johnny. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Pinpoint just changes a lot of things for a lot of pitchers. Like pitchers that don't really have the normal control or he do have that long windup. Even though I said Houston Street does have a long windup, his pitch selection just doesn't do it for me. But Seth Lugo, I use him in BBR. He has a crazy long windup, but his par is so small. So if you get those perfect perfects, and it's much easier to do pinpoint when you're doing from the stretch, because you could mentally think about it. He's just been dotting up pitches for me. But Bob Feller eventually, I tried out the Indians Bob Feller for the 93. Well, it's always going to be Indians, but the 93, I didn't like it. It just kind of surprised me. I love Bob Feller, but maybe it's just one type of. I got rocked with Glavin too, but I think that's a me problem.
Okay. Okay.
But everyone seems to love that Glavin because his speed differentials and his changeup and his fastball are really good. But speaking of pitchers, Cougs, yesterday I faced my first cap. Angel Hernandez, cap lefty submariner, throwing 101 for his fastball and throwing 71 to 73 changeups. Just let that sink in.
Oof.
It's a thing. Caps are kind of juiced this year. Not even for pitchers, for hitters too, man.
Yeah.
With the perks and equipment.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we were worried about. We were worried about created players being crazy, but I haven't faced one yet. Man. It's probably I'm not looking forward
really
to it.
I didn't really see it last year. I played a lot. I've been playing a lot more ranked than
I know. I can tell
I was going to play this year, and I didn't see one of those caps last year. But of course, yesterday I saw it. And I was just like, I was blown. And of course, it was Angel Hernandez of all people. That's what he named his cap. I give him credit for that. But yeah, it's something to see, and I think we're going to see more of it because if you can't hit it, you know you're just going to join the club and try to combat yourself with your own cap. So, and I can't hate people on that. That's just how the game works.
How it is.
It's how it is. So you gotta go with the meta. So we'll have that. Also, Friday, before we get off, new PR program Friday. I'm pumped.
Yeah.
I want more silver and gold flashbacks. That's what I'm looking forward to. Even though we're gonna get probably that other diamond card like we had the Solaire. But we should get more flashback cards too. So I'm pretty pumped about that.
Yeah. I hope the program is a little bit like longer. Because, you know, I got that 12-0 run, like, you know, pretty early, and I haven't had any reason to play BR since because I got the 12-0.
Okay.
And then on that same BR run, I finished the whole program. So it's like, what's there's nothing. I mean, unless I go like 12-0 again and I'm just looking for stubs. There's really no reason for me to play BR until there's something to play for. Or if, you know, I want to try out one of those new flawless.
Even if it was like packs.
I'm at 50. Yeah. Like, yeah, and there's nothing after 50 once you get that. Yeah. But they could just throw bundles in there. You know, they could throw like 10-pack, 20-pack bundles, whatever. Like, that'd be fine.
I'm down.
But, yeah, give me a reason to play. Make it a little bit longer. And like you said, give me more cool flashbacks to use.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. Give me if they bring up back that George Springer silver card from 19.
Oh, that's a good one.
I would be happy.
That's a good one. Yeah, give me.
Yeah, like 80 pop. He had reverse splits.
There was a gold card like 2 years ago that was insane. I think it was a reliever. Was it Brad Brock? Or that was 17.
I think he's still. But that in the Brad Brock was dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still in the
game. So that would be a good one to bring back. I'm trying to think of some of the old BR like studs from previous years.
Chris Sale?
Oh, yeah. Silver Sale. Please. Please give me that one back.
Silver Sale? Billy Wagner?
Yep.
They're both coming back. If we got Chapman back, we're getting both.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I'm trying to think.
So, I don't know. We'll have a lot to look forward to Friday. And then new headliners as well. I like how they're doing the legends, by the way. Like revealing the legends, getting us hyped up, like either through a player program or headliner. I kind of like that.
Yeah. And this also kind of, this also proves the point that, you know, a lot of people sometimes will be like, they see new legend in there and then they'll be like, oh, Jeter. Oh, could it be A-Rod? Do you think it could be A-Rod? It's like, okay, look at the, like, I don't want to say quality, but look at the, you know, look at the impact of the legends they revealed before the game comes out versus who we're getting now. Like, hey, Houston Street is cool. Mike Hampton is cool. But are those guys going to sell copies of the game? Probably not. Yep. You know, like this is where people sometimes get mixed up when they're talking about legends and stuff like that. So Yeah, no, I like the fact that they're adding the new legends early in the game, so we have something to look forward to, though. So hopefully they keep doing that with however many they have.
Yeah, it's cool to see, and it's going to be like the mid tier until like if they surprise us with like a new program down the line with like how we sold Larry Walker, pretty much.
Yeah,
that's when we're going to see someone big if it's a new legend is through programs probably.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we have a lot to look forward to this Friday. We got the roster update, we got the BR program, new headliners. I'm sure a lot more. There's still so much more grinding to do if you haven't done it already, and. Well, by hopefully next week, we're talking about the servers being okay. And we don't, that's just been a hiccup for the first 2 weeks, and that's it. Knock on wood, of course. But yeah, I think that's going to do it for us, Kooks. I don't think there's anything else we missed.
No, I think we're pretty good.
Yeah, we're good. All right. So until next week, next week we'll have the predictions for player month because it drops next week. It drops on the 5th. Is that a Thursday?
Let me see.
That's a Wednesday.
Yeah, that's an interesting player of the month drop there.
What? That's interesting. Do you think we get a stream or like maybe the first stream for SDS?
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible. I mean, there's going to be a lot going on in the next, like once Friday hits, like Wednesday. There's a lot going on. You got the roster update on Friday. You got the BR thing on Friday. On yeah. Saturday, you got the new Daily Moments program going live for the first of the month. On Wednesday, you've got the monthly awards. Program. We'll probably get a headliner in between there. You know, like there's a lot going on, man. There's a lot of content to look forward to here.
Next week's going to be the biggest.
Yeah.
Next week's going to be the biggest because I expect player months being dropped within the first 3 weeks is huge
on Wednesday.
And we got to see how they're going to do it. But we'll talk about it for next podcast to hype you guys back up. So that's going to do it for us today for today's episode of Inside the Show. Make sure to follow my boy Kooks at Kooks46 on Twitter. I'm at ScuffyMeeGee TV, our official podcast. Twitter account is Inside the Show PC. Once again, it's Inside the Show PC. You can follow us and watch us on YouTube at youtube.com/InsideTheShow. Be sure to sub and like to today's video if you'd like to see more. And we'll catch you guys next time on Inside the Show. You guys have a good one.